listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roy Masters, and the number is 866. Well, I'll give you the preface number first. 800-866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday, West Coast time, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, I'm going to talk to you on a variety of subjects, but what I'm going to say up front is there's only one route to hell, to put it that way, to be living in the world and being of it, programmed by it. You have to admit you are programmed. Maybe, see, I've never been programmed. I'm a free person. I've always been free. And I didn't know I was different. So I'm not being proud of myself, or because I know other people have the same thing and don't know that anybody is different. The tendency is to not understand how people can be cruel, but in the state that I'm in, and I hope to share with you, I see clearly what's inside the individuals around me. And I'm not a peeping Tom, if you could say it that way, but I have two sets of being able to see. And I wish that you would pay real attention to what I'm trying to help you with, because I had to have that from the very beginning and not have to lose it and make progress in my life to be successful in everything, no matter what happened and how bad things became. I just don't know why I was a sort of plucky little fellow. And I've made a few little mistakes and caught it. I remember one time when I was in my diamond cutting apprentice in my uncle's factory, who was knighted by the Queen for his service in helping World War I veterans. And I had a good teacher. He's a wonderful guy, didn't have any legs. But he sort of kind of walked. But I learned and always wondered, would I always be sitting there cutting diamonds, stuffed in a big room with people swearing and things like that? I thought to myself, it's nice to be outside and going swimming or something. But still, my father died and I was into what I had to be into, my future. But I look back, and when I remember all the little, if I may use the word, plucky things, you know, dangerous things, and I can't find the words for it all, but let's use the word dangerous, difficult, and well-timed. I thought that was everybody else could be that way. I found out many years ago, a certain place I was in, that people weren't like me. I could see that they had understanding of certain things, but they weren't like me. And during that time, the war was beginning to start, and it had started about a year before I became, you know, called up to do my duty. But I saw that most people, not everybody. I'm sure the people understand what I'm saying, but it's always now. I'm 88 now, and that was it. All that time went by, and it's still going by. I don't have many crazy thoughts running through my mind, but I saw that people did, and they couldn't see what couldn't be seen because of the thoughts that kept on going round and round, and the angers and hostilities and frustrations, and I was beginning to see through those people. And, well, I'm going to share with you just a little bit, and then we're going to get into something more deep. But we got some callers.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Forward to people calling in, and there's a gentleman on the line named Richard. I'll just be with him just a second. But when the announcer, who's been dead 25 years long ago, he was my good friend. When he said the word effortless with respect to the meditation exercise I'm teaching, I'm showing you how. The word effortless is what I try to say in the opening salvo of this first 5 minutes. Those 4 or 5 minutes just before this, before he just came in. And I have an effortless life, whether it's fighting a big guy or going into the African jungle, so to speak. It's not really a jungle. It's called something else. It's been such a long way. It's the veldt, whatever you would have called it. But there was no jungle there with lions and tigers and, you know, what else? Oh my, and bears, no bears. But life for me, no matter what I want, it was never difficult, never frustration. Always things happened by themselves. As I began to look, I begin to wonder, why am I getting all these things and succeeding? And I look back, I don't see any time stamp. I'm sitting here, I got up 4 o'clock in the morning and been working ever since. And we do these 2 hours. And then I still won't be going to, but maybe 12 or 1. I don't need much sleep. What I'm trying to say is difficult to explain. It's always now. It's not tomorrow. It's not yesterday. And the only reason why I remember anything is because it's useful to remember it. So I'm not an educated person because I don't need all that floss. My intuition is teaching me, and so my ears hear what I'm saying. Not that I'm doing so good today. A little bit tired. But something will come out. See, when the announcer said without effort, that's a key. Everything for me is without effort, ever. Everything sort of falls into place. And even though the suffering, the mistakes, the system, the medical system that I went through, there was nothing really wrong with me to start with. It's just a bad explanation, which turned into lots of bad things. But again, operations, no fear. It's just like, nothing. And I had lots of them. I almost died 3 times. I can remember the doctor saying, I'll be in just a minute, okay? I went swimming in front of my house. I have a house on the water I bought very cheap in the early times. It was 50 grand, 53 grand. It took me 40 years to pay it off, so don't worry about it. I'm not that rich. But I got infected with a parasite, but it didn't know what it was. All the doctors didn't know. 4 years, it ate me away. But, you know, but going through the agony of it and the tremendous amounts of what we call agony, it's hard to explain. I didn't get angry with it and didn't get upset with it. I was able to, I still have pains all day, all night. But I'm 88 years old. And I'm strong as a horse. It seems like bad things happen to me makes me stronger. No matter what it is. That is important. Because I know people don't understand this. I didn't understand that people didn't understand it. It's, how else would you do it, is my thinking. But anyway, rather, I've got some callers here. So let me give you the phone number. Because if I could get you to be in that state where I've suffered in order to understand it, see, and when I say suffered, it wasn't suffering. There's no memory of suffering. Never mind what it is. And if you want to think in terms of magic, marriage, it's 64 years of misery. No, just kidding. But it wasn't easy. How many people have you been married 64 years? Okay, so how often do you get upset with your wife? Or how long do you get upset with your husband? And see what happens to you. No, she couldn't upset me. I will never get upset. No matter how you try to get upset for yourself when you try to upset me. Now, this is leading to emotions. And I'm going to come back to that. I have to write myself a note because I'm going to take a call and calls, and I want to write down what I just said. And we'll come back then, just a minute. All right. Maybe I'll forget it. Maybe there'll be enough callers so I don't have to go to, because I want to you to understand that if you have thoughts going round and round in your head, if you're getting angry, upset, annoyed, irritated, get your feelings hurt. There is a problem here which I can explain if somebody will call me and play with me. Okay. So I'll take my first call, and we talked to Richard in Omaha, Nebraska. Hello. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Roy. This is Richard. Thank you.
How are you
for
doing,
taking my call.
I'm sorry to
I'm
keep
doing
you
fine
waiting.
About yourself.
Yes.
Roy, I spoke with you 25 years ago on your daytime radio show, and I was speaking to you about a family member I had that was a codependent. I remember
yes,
I had some
yes.
notes with me, and I was talking to you about it, and you asked me, are you reading to me?
I'm listening to you.
Reading, but I did have some notes. You remember that?
No, I don't remember you 25 years ago.
Okay. Well, I actually am calling to thank you because you gave me some very good advice, and it didn't change my family member's condition with codependency, but it did change my attitude and how I react towards it, how I should react, how I should not react, and it's actually helped me cope with living with
a
person that condition. And unfortunately, like I said, the person didn't change. I think you have to change to be able to do that, but it has helped me out, and it's amazing to me that I've been listening to you for decades on radio, and it's just amazing to me that you're still doing it.
Oh, I intend to do it till about 150.
But no, I mean it's just really amazing to me that you've been on the radio this long.
I won't give up till I reach the whole country.
Well, you've been on the radio longer than some of these people I listen to have been alive.
Yeah, I'm still going. I just wish some billionaire would give me some money so I could help the soldiers. Because I run out of the money for doing that. I've got to about 600,000 of them, but it's not enough.
Well, I listen to your advice. I have one of your meditation tapes that I got like 25, 30 years ago. And
I just want to jump in for a minute. Because
sure.
What I want to say is you spoke about reacting. I just want to put something in the listeners' ears between you and me. And is the whole secret of life is to act without reacting. In other words, that's as simple as I can make it. So when you're under pressure, what is the key to act and not react? And you brought it up basically. You spoke about reacting, how you were reacting. And I just want to make sure that the listeners understood and bring their attention to the fact that reaction will kill you. It will kill you very quickly or kill you very slowly in manifesting itself as diseases and mental problems and problems with your family and drug addiction. You just name it. Acting without reacting is the key, but how do you do that? That is the question. Does that make sense to you? Because you use that word, and it flashed across my mind that everybody needs to understand that one thing. And if people will call 800-866-8883, we can go further with this. I need people to call me and just give me the symptom. I'll show you how it traces back to reaction.
Well, Roy, I truly believe that if I had not stumbled across your radio program 25 years ago, I don't think I would have made it. I really don't.
Well, that's kind of you. I'm glad to hear that. It's good for my ears. It really is. So is there anything else you want to say to me? Because I do need to go on, unless you have a special
question. No, Roy, I do thank you again for your time, and thank you for your advice, and you really helped me out a lot over the years.
By the way, you know, I'm on Facebook now. And if people like want to listen to me, when I was 83, which is 5 years ago, I did 3 years on Saturday morning with three physicists. One was an engineer, one was a physicist, and then there was me. And we had discussions about how the universe is created and everything. So on Facebook, you can get that there. Gravity Driven Universe, as it was called. So they put it up there. And the whole series is there, I think. So anyway, I'm there. And I've got 11,000 people.
Oh, thank you very much,
stuff.
Roy. I'll check it out. Have
thank
a
you. God bless you. It's nice. 800-866-8883. Now, let me talk. Since that is a nice, you know, a nice greeting, it does my heart good to see that's how magic it works. It says, I don't know what I'd do without that. And do you know how many soldiers, veterans, and people, not veterans, who had PTSD, you know, quite a few. I would say 50% for sure get it. So in the number of CDs I gave and downloads, which is about 600,000 and more, I would say 300,000. Were completely cured. And that's just doing with the CD. If you have, many of you are having post-traumatic stress disorder or moving towards it, because post-traumatic disorder is the end of the line. So there's about 150 different symptoms which seem to be alone in isolation, so it's a sickness to itself in isolation, so you have to go to kill that sickness. But the truth of the matter, 95% of all of it has a commonality with a variation of the same theme. So when you deal with that one problem with medicine of any kind, legal or illegal, you get relief. But it's the wrong kind of relief. It relieves you by giving you a feeling. Now, you to call me, I say to you, if somebody can put a feeling inside you, they can also put themselves inside you and make you think it's you. Okay, we'll be right back. Look, when a spider eats the fly, it becomes the spider. And when a man eats a lamb, the lamb becomes a person. See? And we're on the highest chain of all, so, but we're not really animals. There's something different about us. And so it's how we react. See, so we find ourselves as mortals on the earth. We do not understand how we got here. And we don't understand why we're really here. And that understanding is very hard to come by. But it has its root. It has its root in acting or reacting. As I opened the program, I said, if you react, it's a shock. And that shock contains a program. Especially if it's a condition, other conditions connected. So it could be that conditions that your father beat you up, as therefore all men. You grow up with a feeling that all men are that way, and you tend to try to make it work with, if you're a woman, try to make it work with that kind of man, but you'll always bring out, never mind what happens, but how much you try. He will always behave that way, and the more you try to change him, the more he resists that change, because he thinks that who he is who he should be. And you can see, or if you have a wife, the same way, it's the same thing. You're dealing with the reason why we have so much suffering in this country and in the world is because we are all products of that. So that when you come into the world, I keep saying the same thing, so the world gets into you. And the people of the world gets into you, and the way that people get into you, they don't see themselves. They only see that perhaps you're weak, perhaps you're an appeaser, perhaps you're tough, or somebody else is tougher. In which case, you react. And when somebody wants to give you something, oh, thank you. That's a feeling, and because it makes you think somebody's loving you, and especially when you are insecure, you need someone to love you and to lift you, and so people can recognize that in you, the dark side of people, and when they give a nice sweet eye to you, and tell you what a nice person you are, oh, you saved my life, and so. Oh, you make me feel so good. It's nice to have you around. The thing is, people can say the same thing to me. But I say thank you, and I do appreciate it. But no feeling comes with it. It's the same thing with a person who, well, we're going back to my fighting days, and there was plenty of it. Because your innocence brings up on you cruelty. It just brings on you, if the more you are noble you are, the more innocent you are, the people surrounding you are affected by it, offended by the fact that you exist. Now, having said all that, I didn't know all that. There was something in me all my life, that nothing bothered me. It bothered people to try to bother me. I can see the botheration, and I can see that I was influencing them in some way. And they would seem to get frustrated, but I didn't, no matter what. So when I'm doing my business, I was in diamond cutting, I opened my own business, and then you're working with diamonds and other people's diamonds, sometimes you get a little tired. But people get angry when they get tired. There's the feeling, there's the energy. And so they go on. All I did was take a few minutes, sit quietly, and not knowing exactly what I was doing. It was the same thing when I did 25 mile marches in the military. When I came back, I only had to lay on my cot for half an hour while they're getting drunk and eating sweets. And half an hour, I was back to normal again. And I noticed that my hands were tingling. And when I laid on my cot, I could feel my hands tingling and wondered what that was. And if you look very carefully at the 7-minute meditation, I ask you to look at the middle of your forehead, to look at your eyelids, basically, which then becomes the ability to see your forehead. And the forehead is what you end up doing without realizing it just comes natural. You're looking at the surface of your brain. And that is what I had. So let me take you a little bit more while I'm in the media, in the military, excuse me. I had an acting sergeant, he was a corporal. He was mean, you know they are. But what he was doing, what I noticed, what he was doing is yelling and screaming and intimidating the little privates, see, and molding them with his emotion. But he couldn't emote me. I thought it was funny. And the more he tried, the more frustrated he became. Because I wasn't doing anything, I wasn't reacting the way he wanted me to be. Now, I'm not saying I knew this. You could not make me be upset. You could not be. I did what he told me. Attention, I go to attention. Present arms. I gave my gun to him one time. Yeah, it was a silly thing to do, but still, everybody laughed. But the thing is, I can remember again. Went to the SALT course. He didn't like me because he couldn't get to me. It frustrated him. This is what I'm learning from this. It's frustrating him to upset me. He has to do this to train me. No, he's taking my soul away. I just jump forward. If I could show the soldiers how to deal with in the battlefield, there are some noble souls who know it, understand it, and they have that naturally. I would have that naturally, see. But most of them become regimented, and they have those. They have to be. How can I say it? When they're in a difficult situation, no matter how much they're trained, except with special people like SEALs. You've got to take those special people. You just can't give that to anybody. Then they appreciate the training, but are not affected by it mentally. The soldiers were in my day were affected by it mentally, so they're machines. I wasn't a machine. I'm trying to get somewhere with this. Don't go away.
My consulting business runs on big ideas and a tiny budget.
Get business insurance for as low as 20.
Okay, so let me just come back to my subject matter about acting and reacting. I had it naturally. I was born with it, never lost it. Never. Just, you know, when I got married, there was a little thing. There was one, just a couple of times, I begin to see I was reacting. And when I saw I was reacting, a strange thing happened. Things around me began to bother me that weren't bothering me. There you go. I said, there it is. It's resentment. So that, bang, goes away. The very act of recognizing what it is. So, do you recognize when you react with resentment and anger? When you get frustrated? When you can't have your way? See, it's reacting. And with that reacting comes, in other words, let me see if I can say this. See, let me see if I can reboot myself here. I had a grandson came to visit me. He had, you see, he had some ideas about me that was wrong. We had a nice discussion. And he had a girlfriend and we talked a lot. And he's 20 or 21 years old. And he's just in the beginning of life. And he was reacting to his father and he was being pressured. And he comes to Grandpa and we talk. And we talk a lot, but this time it was kind of magical. He says, I'm going to give up my videos. And he works a bit, does videos and things like that. Very nice. He really does good work. But he wants to be a firefighter just for a little while so he can make his manliness rather than just doing that work with videos and things like that, which he's very good at. So he's a firefighter now, just for a little while. Maybe a couple of years, who knows. But he wants to get the man, the hard work ethic. I love that. So let me get to the principal. He has trouble with a lady friend. And he noticed he was getting angry like his dad. And she was reacting like a woman does. And then he began to realize what I taught him. He says, now I'm beginning to see that I have become like my dad. And so am I like my dad to this lady. And this is not good. Because it creates a back and forward paradigm. And we said, we're talking about these things. And I said, now look, here's the secret. And I'm coming back to the secret from the beginning of the program. I'm coming around to an idea with all these words and these half stories I've been giving you. I'm saying that if you react, if you get excited about something, which is a reaction, you will take on that person's will. As the person himself or herself has taken on someone's will and go back towards that, to the generations it comes to us like that. And so that is one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race into culture. The culture gets into you. You get it so far? It's a reaction produces... Okay, we're back.
To Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, everything is so smooth. This is Roy Masters when I'm talking to someone like a grandson. And there's magic between us. And I'm looking for that magic between the caller and myself. I find that very difficult because I can see that once you have reacted to someone and taken on their identity, little pieces every time, little pieces go to them and something comes to you. So the more angry you get, the more subject to come to the person who's made you angry. You could reverse that by outdoing them and being meaner to them and standing up all of a sudden and shocking them into the opposite direction so they're taking the energy from you In other words, they are being affected or infected by you to take in and obey you in different ways. So reacting instead of acting is a completely different thing, because you can't serve two masters. If you react to the world, you cannot react to truth. But the point is, God inside you does not make you react. You melt into him. So it's something that you allow him to do. When you start to see that what's missing inside you is spirit, what you've got inside you is an unholy spirit, and that whole unholy spirit has come from the generations. If you go back to your generations, grandma, great-great-great-grandma, great-great-great-grandfather, all the way, everybody has the same miseries and sufferings with varying degrees, with different labels, different diseases, depending upon what isolation you stop with. I said, the illness is whatever illness or mental illness or physical illness or illness of a marriage, whatever it is, the inability to deal with people, all of that produces a reaction, and that reaction robs you of your dignity and robs you of your freedoms. You cannot be free as long as you're reacting to other people. You're always being shaped by whatever it is that upsets you, even if it's the cat. You can take your frustration out on the cat. You can take your frustration out on somebody and release some of that anger, but you're not any better. So you may feel better because you beat somebody up and they cringe, but you're not, even though you're towering over them and feeling superior to that person. That's why young people who are in gangs, their business is, there's only one thing, is to serve and to be served. And so that's all they know. And having understood that, and knowing that that's all there is, and there's a certain smartness about that. Not a good smartness, but it's a smartness nevertheless. So a gang member, he will tell you, there's only submit or bully. So I'm going to be the bully. That's it. He knows that. That's what keeps them in that way. And you don't know that. You got the same thing. But you are not in rebellion. You haven't discovered what the bullies have. So there's it's a chain gang with gangs. You have a person who's really strong, and the person who's disappointed, disillusioned with his life. These people are pushing him around. And so the gang leader sees your weaknesses and moves in and gives you a sense of worth from being angry. Where you lost it from being angry, he gives it to you and gives you a sense of worth. And then he says, go ahead and kill somebody. Because anger is there, he's open to somebody more angry than himself. But at the same time, with some people, and gang leaders and gang followers, how they form that those systems that fight each other like nations. You, instead of being pushed around, you get the power to push people around and be rewarded for it. And that's not much different from Hitler or anything else. If we teach our children, or if we're able to help our children, first of all, you have to help yourself. But if you can help your kids not to react, it may take, you know, many, many years for you to grasp it, to live it, because you can't teach it unless you live it. So the first thing you need to do is to live the perfect life. And the perfect life perfects itself to the degree that you do the right thing in the right time, in the right way. Then you are growing and evolving, or involving, not evolving, because that's like evil. It's going down. You evolve like an animal in conflict with your human. So your reaction will tell you that you're becoming more like an animal instead of a human. Let me say it again. It didn't come out quite as good as it should. If you get upset, you have a reaction which is causes you to have guilt, because it pulls you into servitude to the pusher, and you become the pushover. And then the only way you can be the pusher is to do unto others what was done to you. That becomes a gang leader or a bully father to beat up his kids. And you have people calling me all the time. Yesterday, I think day before yesterday, we had some problems yesterday with our program. It's all fixed. We had a lady, she was 4.5 years, the father came back from Vietnam or the front. And he could not help but take his hate out on the 4.5-year-old kid. Couldn't help it. Couldn't stop it. Because something in him has to eat. See, something in him has brought the enemy home with him. It's so obvious. So that the smallest thing, the backfiring of a bus, is like conjuring up the battlefield and fighting the swine that killed your buddy and blew his head off, so to speak. The horror of that. See, so it introduces shock, and shock produces servitude to the shocker. Understand, when you react, you're only reacting, instead of reacting, not reacting. See, now, let me come back again. If you learn how not to react, to act and not react, then something happens completely different. You have something in you that nobody else has. Most people don't have it. So when the person tries to upset you, it takes energy to upset you. It takes his energy, and because you don't react, which is necessary for him to overcome you and control you and beat you up or look down their nose at you, they react to you not reacting. And it's a strange thing that they get weaker and you get more bold and strong. So now, coming back to my story, I've been that way my whole life and didn't know what it was. And then a lady came into, at that point in my life, I had now reached to a stage, as, see, 55 years ago, plus 3-4 years before, 55 years ago, I had the Institute of Hypnosis. And for several years I practiced, but slowly but surely, the intuition in myself, having never met a hypnotist, maybe once. I never associated with people with him, never bought any books because they weren't any good, I tried. I had discovered what hypnosis is. I had opened the Institute of Hypnosis, which is, again, all part of a story. There's a big story behind all this, and I can't tell it to you all at once. But I'm going ahead, and it's almost like I don't know what I'm doing, but I do. It just seems falling. I just follow through, follow, 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 follow. And everything I do, it's turned to it got worse. But having get worse didn't make me feel worse. It is what it is. That's the magic. I had that. The reason why I'm saying these things, because something's inside me trying to tell you this, and I didn't know where it was coming from right now, so I just hesitated and sit in front of this microphone to make this point. In the Institute of Hypnosis, something was causing me to write a book called How Your Mind Can Keep You Well. And I said, how could I write this? I don't know how to write a book. And then it says to me without words. I can translate intuitively. He said, one page at a time would be enough, or just what you just learned. That's it. I've got 20 books now, and then some. And not that you need to buy them all. Don't do one, would be good. Just pick one. It's, you open the page, you don't have to read it through. Just open any page and you'll see your fault. There's thousands of different ways I say it. And so a lady came in one day, little knowing, and not fully realizing, that I was no longer practicing hypnotism, which I'm good at. I know how to do that. But I was no longer practicing it I'm no longer practicing it to heal. Because I slowly but surely realized that everything I was saying was being changed a little bit every day until one day a Christian lady came in and she had a serious problem with it, and won't go into that. But then I sat her down and spoke with her. When she came back, she says, you know what happened to me? My husband says, what's happened to you? You've become a different person. She was a Christian, but now she thought she was. What happened with me is she became one. And that changed her personality, and everything went better in the house right away, and the problem went away. She said, you go to, in the Bible, and she gave me the page and, where to go. And I forget what it was. I forget what it was, but when I opened the Bible, a certain person, the exact words I told her had an effect on her. And she says, this is not hypnosis. See, this is something brand new. All right, so let me give you a number. I'm trying to tell you that my life is effortless. So I'm trying to tell you, you can't be effortless unless you have, because you're human. So there's a tendency to be subject to the world, but an inclination to do otherwise. You have it in your heart. So understand that your reaction to pressures of life accumulate until the problem is agonizing, the end turns into various different diseases, and none of them in isolation by themselves, but one's a cause and effect becoming the next cause of the next effect. And so this is a series of illnesses that are attacked by medicine. And even if you're not, medicine mostly doesn't cure it. This kind of thing, which is 95%. There's always 5% of things that did not happen that way. In other words, you meditation doesn't cure it. And some relief from it is necessary. But 95% of what brings people to the doctor's office are not diseases, but cause and effects becoming cause. And the more you try to, the more you are cured, the more you get to feel better, the worse you get. The worse you get, the more pain you got. The more pain you got and anxiety, it starts to be anxiety. The more pain you have, the more stuff you need to fix it. The more you become dependent upon playing with your blood pressures and with drugs and things like that to give you the relief, but it doesn't giving you relief doesn't give you the cure. It just makes you live longer wronger. Meaning, sooner or later, it sets you up, one after the other, until you become a drug addict of legal medicine and drugs which are not legal. And that's why we're addicted to them and we are dying, but we think that with every little infusion of pleasure and joy, or even anger as a certain relief, to relieve the anger you have that was destroying you, is to destroy somebody and live off their destruction.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yeah, early in this program, I said when a spider is to fly, it becomes a spider. And when human beings eat you, see, if you're the fly, see, you've given yourself to the spider. And then you become addicted because you take, but in this case, you are living. But this person who is doing this to you is living off your dying. You don't eat a person. You live on, like if you take Alka-Seltzer and put it in water and it fizzes, when you get upset, you fizz and you give off a kind of an aroma. It's like a breath. And it comes from you, and the person lives on that. There's a point where you people like ISIS can enjoy just killing babies for the pleasure, because there's so many babies and little kids they can eat that way. Scream, yell, they live it. They live it. It's an energy. It's an elixir. Do you understand what's going on? It's not only making you sick. People will live off you. They know how. So you see why there's so many wars and so much suffering? Is because once a person learns to get you to react, he lives off your dying to them. And that can be in your, you can have a tyrant in your household that can make you mentally, emotionally sick and make you a rebel, and they do what you do unto others, what's done to you. That is what's wrong with everybody in this world. Unless you can be, but then you, if you live in isolation, if you're living in America, you can get away with it to some degree. But you always be persecuted. Again, I was, and no matter how much was persecuted, it bounces off. And it pretty soon they give up. And I'm a better man, and they could be a better person as a result of me not having admiration and respect for me, which often happens, or the fact that I don't react, it's all quiet. There's not necessarily all verbal and everything else. It's just body language. And so my body language is different from the body language of that person. And so I overcome the overcomer, but I don't know I'm doing it. I have no feeling about that. And because I have no feelings, I maintain my identity. You see, because what keeps me from giving my feeling to you and giving my troth to you, my allegiance to you, basically that's what's happening, is by me not doing that and holding my ground and taking the consequences. That is the magic. I will share this with you. You go to my website, fhu.com, please, and download, no charge. And if it works for you, it's only 7-minute meditation. You can download it on your iPhone, and what's the other one? There's the other one, Android. You go to my website, fhu.com, and you could give a donation if you will. Thank you. Especially if your life changes as well as it will. The magic is there, is to be still and let God catch up with you, see. I don't know if to say it any better than that. In the fewest amounts of words I can give you, okay? So, please consider that reacting is damnation. And being upset with yourself, being upset with other people, deepens it. So that more, so now you get sick, and the doctor doesn't really help you. Because he makes you feel better, but you're becoming addicted to the doctor, so you start secretly resenting the doctor and needing them anyway. And he'll give you what you want, and he'll give you the relief, and then with that, in that relief, there's a secret resentment towards the doctor. And this goes on without you even knowing this. Because you become the pusher. The doctor's become the pusher and you're the pushover. Well, he doesn't know he's playing that role. He's well-meaning. So even a well-meaning person. See, he doesn't know what he's doing to you. He thinks he's healing you. There is a way, there is a certain degree that he can. A broken bone. Simple things. But when it comes to chemical changes in your bloodstream and et cetera, and affecting your immune system, emotions do all that. You are beginning to change from a human into subhuman, and I mean that, less than human. The animals can't do that. The monkey can't. It reacts, and it's supposed to react because the reaction keeps the monkey in the monkey stage. And the worm can't react. It reacts the way it should to be a worm. You, whatever it is. But if you react like it, if you become part of this world, living in the world and of it, that's what I'm talking about. It's your reaction. You cannot serve two masters. You can only serve one. So your reaction is servitude. And getting people to react is servitude for you. And that's why you're a bully. That's why you take it out on your kids, because you're not strong enough to take it out on other people. So you have to turn around and be angry with them. And all kinds of violence then is going on. And all kinds of fixing what can't be fixed in that way. I spent this whole hour trying to say to you, it's just like speaking, I close my eyes. And since not many people are calling, I just mumble a few things, hoping that somewhere as I'm speaking, you will, I get that. And then some of you are getting angry. I got you. You see a bad reaction to yourself. Now, if you know me personally, it wouldn't be any different. Say so. We'll be right back. I'm going away. My office number is 800-877-3227. To go to my website is fhu.com. fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. If you wish to donate and give a fair, you know, check, that would be nice. It is Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And you can go on Facebook and you find me there. I've only been on there a couple of weeks. That's it. And it's magic. It's really growing fast. I've got about 11,000 people a week joining up. I have all kinds of things on that, so please support my program. Please support it. And we'll be doing another program in the next few minutes. We'll be right back.